B-Pod Studios.
These guys know how to connect with you about Boston sports.
This may feel strong, but you people are stupid.
OMG. It's Felger and Maz, 95 The Sports Hub.
All right, so the release of Ben Watson yesterday, Tommy Kern on NBC Sports Boston called it weird. Calls it weird that there wasn't a roster spot for him, which Bill is maintaining. There just wasn't a room on the roster for Ben Watson. And Curran says, really? In Watson, a guy who caught 95 passes over the previous two seasons, 95 over the previous two, now can't wedge his way onto a team with two tight ends, Matt LaCosse and Ryan Izzo, who've combined to make seven catches in the last five games? He says, meanwhile, the quarterback's banging against the bars and screaming for the guards to bring him some experienced receivers. So he says, Brady banging the bars, which is, I think, pretty clear, too. He says, on this roster, there's a designated punt catcher, Gunnar Olszewski, three dedicated special teams coverage guys, Matt Slater, Nate Ebner, and Jordan Richards, a third quarterback, and other assorted guys who don't play a whole hell of a lot, but might someday, Brian Cowart, Jermaine Illuminor, Dietrich Wise, and Terrence Brooks. Yet no room for a tight end with experience and a little bit left in the tank? No space in the huddle for a guy who's been around and seen some things? Color me surprised. Could he once again be just sort of echoing the feelings of a certain somebody in Foxborough?
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
So you think Brady's unhappy about the Ben Watson situation?
I would think, and he'd be right to. And I think that's also, you know, you find out that he didn't end up traveling with the team. I think that part of his attitude that he had on Friday, where he wasn't really giving a strong endorsement to some of the wide receivers and sounded pissy about the offense, is because he probably found out that morning, wait, Ben's not going to be part of the plan this weekend? I was counting on him coming back. What? Ah! So you got an angrier Tom Brady. And I think he's right to be, because, you know, he didn't really know what the hell he's working with a tight end.
I mean, add it to the list. Right, for Brady. So look, as much as, you know, we can sit here and say to Brady, all right, just shut up and work with the young guys, it does get to a point where Brady says, how many guys are you going to take away? Again, and I'm sorry, I hate to keep going back here, but this does all relate to Antonio Brown. To bring Antonio Brown in, it cost him Thomas and Ben Watson now. I mean, that's three guys. Three. You couldn't keep any of them. Like, if I'm Brady, and again, I'm adding Thomas in part because Brady was buddy-buddy with him the whole preseason.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He sure was.
I mean, for crying out loud, Brady looked thrilled to have Demaryius Thomas on the roster. So they jettisoned Demaryius Thomas, which at the time, Brady probably didn't care because, okay, I'll take Antonio Brown over him. But now he doesn't have any of them? I mean, Brady has a right to be agitated by that.
And he might be. Here's Brady today. Is there two cuts, Jimmy?
Yeah, the first one I have queued up is the question and answer about Ben Watson. The second one is on tight ends. We can go either way, whatever. Dealer's choice here, Mike.
So let's see. What did Tom Brady have to say about Ben Watson today?
I guess it's two problems to hear the Ben Watson getting released news yesterday.
You know, pretty tough, you know. I mean, it's tough for a lot of guys. I've played with a lot of guys over the years. And, you know, Ben's a great player. He's been a great player for this team, for other teams. You know, he's had an incredible career, and, you know, hopefully he can keep playing. And I know he was looking forward to playing, and, you know, I miss him. He was right next to me. And for as great as a player he was 10 times better person, just the highest integrity. And, you know, I can't say enough good things about Ben, what he's meant to me and my family, our team. So we're going to miss him.
Holy cow, was he in tears there?
It's like a eulogy.
Highest integrity?
How many greats did he use? Well, I think I counted at least seven.
But I mean, I like Ben Watson too, but this is the same. He just come off the steroid suspension, right? The guy was on steroids. So he was cheating, right? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, but you start calling people's integrity in that league on steroids, you're not going to have anybody.
Okay,
nobody cares.
I mean, in the interest of fairness, I'm just pointing off that he's coming off a steroid suspension, the guy with the highest integrity. And he does. Ben Watson is a great moralizer. There is no question about it. Great player, incredible career. Miss him, 10 times better person. I think Tom liked himself some Ben Watson.
Boy, did he ever. So the part that irritated me was the great player line. He was a good player.
Well, he's old. Brady only likes old people. Old NFL players, I should say. He doesn't like the youngins. Because then Brady was asked about the tight end situation that's left in New England. Here's what he said.
Connection with Izzo and Lacoste can get improved over the course of it, and you feel more comfortable with the tight end situation having lost Watson?
Am I more comfortable?
More comfortable with those because you lost Watson. Are you more comfortable now with those two guys in being able to fill that role?
I mean, it's just I'm a quarterback, so you know I don't make those decisions, and I'm you know who's ever out there, that's who I got to play with.
Oh my God!
There it is again.
Oh my God!
I mean that one's an indictment.
Did he just rip those guys under the bus?
He did. That's an indictment. I mean, he does. He completely abandoned those guys on that one.
Can't say one thing nice about Lacoste or Izzo, who got a touchdown pass from
you? I mean, on that one, lie. Just lie. Say, hey, look, no, those guys have really worked hard during camp. You know, we'll...
I'm just a quarterback. I play with... What was that?
I mean, it's just... I'm a quarterback, so, you know, I don't make those decisions. And I'm you know, who's ever out there, that's who I got to play with.
Oh!
Again, but that's also, I think, a shot at...
Whoever is out there, I have to play with?
That's not just
a
shot.
I don't make those decisions. And I'm you know, who's ever out there, that's who I got to play with.
That's a double shot because it's not just at the players that he doesn't trust, whether it's you know Lacoste, Izzo, any of these young wide receivers. Again, he's using the, I'm just the quarterback. I just work here. I don't make these kinds of
decisions. But he's just asked as a follow-up, have you seen progress? Are you comfortable with the tight ends you have out there? Hey, I'm just the quarterback, man. Who's ever out there, I have to play with.
I'm the quarterback, so.
I didn't pick
you. You know, players. I don't make those decisions, and I'm you know, who's ever out there, that's who I got to play with.
That's a no.
Holy smokes.
Someone's still a grumpy Gus.
I'll tell you, like, you know, that one. Now, he was asked about Izzo and Lacoste also in that, you know, earlier in that presser. And he said, you know, those guys have worked hard. They've, you know, improved.
Oh, so he did do one of those?
Yeah, earlier on. But even so, this was the wrong way to answer that question.
Oh, man.
Like, you know, are you more comfortable with them now? And if I were him, now, look, he didn't like the question from the beginning because he repeated it. So he's trying to bide time for himself so that he could come up with a suitable answer. But he should have lied. Out of respect for his teammates, he should have lied there. He should have just said, hey, look, you know, these guys have shown a lot. We got to keep growing, and hopefully it'll continue to go in that direction. But they're doing their best, and I appreciate that.
So, and there's another undercurrent there that Watson was pissed. You know, you could tell in his tweet announcing it, he says, I'm beyond disappointed, but even more upset for my family, who has supported me with all the love a husband and father could ask. And Curran wrote in that same column, he said, clearly Watson's bummed out about the decision. He resettled here. He's got six-month-old twins among his seven children.
Yeah, seven kids.
Including six-month-old twins. Yikes. I talk about being in the weeds there. And the Patriots waited until the end of his suspension to let him know he wasn't part of their plans. The concussion he suffered in the third, he had a concussion in the third preseason game. It occurred on August 23rd. The Patriots dragged it out as long as they possibly could before letting him go. So he probably relocated all seven, unless there's some college age kids in there. I don't know. But, you know, that's a big group to resettle, put in school. Did they resettle and they started school? And like that whole thing, seven kids in school in the
it's cold business.
Boston area. And
they screwed him. There's no two ways about it.
Did they?
Yeah. I mean, they did. They, you know, on some level, they did. Now, look, it's you know, it's professional football. So when I say screwed him, I mean, you know, he got his money. This is the cost of doing business.
He got like, $600,000 for all this.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's not a small amount of money in the real world. And so in the sports world, we might look at it and say, yeah, so what? But he's made a lot over the course of his career as well. So, but the bottom line is he came back here believing he was going to be on the opening day roster and he was going to play for the Patriots. And I think they believed that at the time. Like, I don't think they deceived him, but I think that, the Antonio Brown thing backed him into a corner, and they deemed him expendable.
And this has got Brady, his nose bent out of shape.
So the thing I would be pissed about if I were him is, now, wait a minute here, guys.
If you're him being Brady.
No, if you're Watson. You're telling me there's no other way you can save the money? You've got three linebackers that are all free agents at the end of the year. You're going to let them all walk or you're going to re-sign one of them? Why don't you do that now and create some, you know, flexibility if that's what you need?
Or Brady, I mean, he might say the same thing. We have all these gunners, both the name and the position. We've got all these special teams guys. We've got a third quarterback, but you can't find a couple million on the roster for a guy I've played with and I've worked with and we all like.
Mm-hmm.
So like that's sort of, because Brady went on and on about Ben Watson, but when he's asked about Izzo and Lacoste, I'm just a quarterback. Whoever they put out there with me, I have to play with.
Boy, it's a bad look. It is. And you know what?
It just continues with him.
Curran's right, too. I like Olszewski, but it got a little bit better in this last game. But all of a sudden, after that fumble, it's like everything was a fair catch. I mean, guys weren't within 10 yards. So, again, if you're just going to sit back there and fair catch it, what do I have to have you on the roster for? Like, so, I'm sure he's citing everything that's wrong with the roster to criticize the Watson decision. But,
hey, Tom,
look,
you're third in the league in points. You're third in the league in points. You're undefeated. What's the problem?
Well, I'm the quarterback, so, you know, I don't make those decisions. And who's ever out there, that's who I got to play with.
At 42, he'd like the job to be a little bit easier. Get him some help.
They're third in the league in points.
Yeah, but it's the defense doing some of that
scoring. I hate to drop the E word on you again.
Okay, so there's that reset. Your thoughts at 617-779-0985.
This is Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sport.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Felger and Mass.
Oh.
98.5, The Sports Hub.
Bill, how tough a decision was it yesterday to release Ben Watson? What did he bring to the team going back to camp?
Yeah, like Ben, just we don't have a roster spot for him right now, and so maybe that'll change. But for the moment, that's where it is.
All right, Murray, want to sing a song?
Felger and Mass, 98.5 Sports Hub.
Computer crashed, obviously. Have no imaging for you. We are back. That was Belichick today. Don't have the roster spot for Ben Watson. Your thoughts on that and everything else we've been discussing today. Here's JD in Boston on this very topic. Go ahead, JD.
Hey, you guys keep talking about Brady and his apparent disrespect for receivers and younger guys, and it seems to me that maybe all he's doing is just following in line with what Bill does, Belichick, and that is keeping everyone honest, keeping people hungry at all times.
Well,
that's just my comment. I'm going to hang up and listen.
JD, is that what you think it is, or do you think he's a little upset about what he's been surrounded by?
I don't. It's a combination for sure.
Okay, so fine. Thank you. At least we're not in complete la la land. That he's not just keeping his receivers honest or making them earn it or doing what Bill does. Because Brady seemed to go on pretty good about a guy who's not here, but when asked about his current tight end, said, I'm just the quarterback and I play with whoever they put me with. So, I'm sorry. That's nonsense.
No, it's not about that. Brady's agitated that he doesn't have the, experience weapons that he wants. It's really that simple. And on the Watson thing, listening to the Belichick answer too, just quickly, I think Bill felt badly about it. He never answers questions about personnel decisions. We're just doing what's best for the team. And this one, he actually felt the need to talk about Ben specifically. I think that he recognizes he screwed up the Antonio Brown thing, and it cost Ben Watson a job.
Mike in the truck. Go ahead, Mike. What do you got for us?
Yeah, you guys pretty much touched on my point that Jacoby might have just gifted you the AFC title game at home, but think about Bill. He must have been pants off the other day with Jacoby and Jimmy G on conference call. Jacoby, thanks for the assist. Jimmy, I'll see you at the Super Bowl. Just so you know, I'm planning on benching one of my best defensive players so you can light us up and prove I was right about you.
See, Bill doesn't have the affinity for Jacoby Brissett. He does Garoppolo.
No, he watches that one from afar. The other one, those texts come in fast and furious.
Oof.
Great game last night, Mike King. Eggplant emoji. Send.
And I don't know if...
keep putting in that work. King emoji, the crown emoji.
I don't know if I'm thanking Jacoby Brissett or if I'm thanking Quentin Nelson or, that offensive line or
that
Frank Reich
awesome.
Or what's going on there in Indy. They got something going on. And the quarterback's just a piece to it.
They're a great... I think the Colts are a great story.
Tony and Stoneham. Yes, Tony.
How you doing, guys?
Good, man.
Listen, I can't keep up with you. All I heard you say for the last year
why do the Patriots draft running backs? Now you're bragging about running backs in the NFL. It just doesn't make sense.
I don't think I mentioned the Indy running back's name. In fact, I forget the Indy running back's name, but I know Quentin Nelson, the offensive lineman, and Costanzo, the left tackle.
But you're saying that the teams are running and they're winning games.
Yeah, not because of the running back.
Tony,
you could gain yards against behind Quentin Nelson, the way this guy blocks.
I did say that I like what San Francisco has done at running back, but I said they can all catch it.
Okay, as far as receivers go, you're talking about Brady and his work ethic and everything. These young receivers, I'm putting in the time.
How do we know?
Because he's not going to them. He's not playing. He's not throwing to them. They're not in the game. Belichick's not putting them in the game.
Wrong. Jacoby Myers played.
Brady for that.
Jacoby Myers played 36 snaps last week, Tony. He played.
Yeah, but was he open?
Well, no, you just didn't notice him because Brady doesn't look at him. But he's out there. And I'd like to go back and look. Was he covered all 36 snaps for Brady to ignore? Brady had one target to him. So the other 35, was he completely covered like a glove? Or some of them open, but Brady doesn't even look his way because he's a young kid. And he doesn't trust him. I don't know. We have no idea if these kids are putting in the work or not. Something tells me, Tony, if they weren't, Bill wouldn't have them on the team. So if we're talking about someone not putting in the time, I feel it's Brady who doesn't show up until training camp and could work with these guys in the spring, but doesn't. Can't be bothered to show up here in March and April.
I don't think it's a matter of putting in the work, though. I mean, like, again, you know, and Tony throws that around like, well, they're not putting in the work. No, they probably are. They're just probably having a hard time getting it. Because, again, you're not going to see the same defense in every play. It's one thing to do it in practice when you're going 7-on-7. It's another thing to do it when you get 11 guys out there and you're going to get creamed. Like, it's a totally different thing. I don't think it's an issue of effort. I think it's just inexperience. It's going to take a while.
Kevin, it might take sooner.
Well, so that's true.
It might accelerate if Brady decided to actually support them and work with them and try and trust them. You know, trust is a two-way street and just work a little bit with them as opposed to, you know, what he's doing right now. Maybe it would look a little bit better.
I'm not defending Brady's approach on it. Because, again, especially when he takes off time during the offseason and some of these guys are here, I'm not defending that at all. I just, you know, we're going to sit here and criticize the young guys for having bad work ethic. I don't think it's related to that.
Kevin on Cape Cod. Yes, Kevin.
Conspiracy take on the NFL's pass interference rule. Can we agree that they haven't really called any of it this year?
They don't. They hardly reverse anything, Kevin.
That's what I'm saying. And my conspiracy in that is they don't want to reverse it. The word must have come down that unless it's as egregious as the Saints called it, or the call it went against the Saints, don't call it.
No question.
At the end of the year, what they're going to do is going to say, look, it didn't make any difference. Let's go back to the way it was. And I understand that having, you know, officiated 30 years and having to officiate that call hundreds of times, it's wide out. It's in the open.
Yeah, Kevin, you can't even officiate it properly on replay. You can't tell. And it's still judgment on replay. It's ridiculous. The league never wanted it. The owners never wanted it. But Peyton and Bill, apparently, and the coaches pitched such a fit that they just gave in at the last minute at that owner's meeting. I said, fine. But their heart was never in it, and they've clearly told Al Riveron, do not reverse anything unless we get one of those plays that happened in New Orleans. Other than that, let it stand. And so you get these ridiculous decisions, like this offensive pass interference on the Colts. That was, you know, Patriots fans think it's, they're trying to help the Chiefs. No, they're just not reversing PI. Offensive PI or defense. They're just not. They're just letting it stand unless it's so egregious. And I personally have not viewed a game where they've reversed one. I've, you know, read up on them and seen them on clips and whatnot, but I still have not. I've yet to watch a game live.
Same, I haven't seen.
Yeah,
any.
Me too. Yeah,
where someone challenged a flag or called for a PI that wasn't there or tried to pick the flag up that had it reversed from Pete New York. I haven't seen one.
Pete and the Seahawks apparently had one. I think in like week one or
yeah,
two.
Yeah, no, there's been a couple. Yeah. There was a Packers game against the Vikings where they called one on Minnesota. Which was really sketchy, apparently. But I'm just saying, in all the football I've watched live, I haven't seen it once.
No, me neither. And I'll tell you, I've operated under the premise that unless it's egregious, they're not going to give it to you, which is, I think, the way it should be, right? But the caller brings up a good point that it probably is related directly to them wiping it out at the end of the year.
Of course, they don't want it.
I didn't connect that, like, because I'm an idiot. So, they're going to sit there and say, well, if we reverse, call it 20% of them. Well, then How are we going to justify taking the rule away?
I'll tell you, I think, frankly, the league's done a fine job with it so far. They've been really consistent. Not perfect. Not 100 out of 100. But for the most part, they aren't reviewing, or what I'm saying, they aren't overturning PI on review. They're not. And I don't know what the numbers are, but my guess is probably there's like a handful of plays out of 100.
It's got to be 95% at least.
So they're just letting it stand, and they've been pretty, not perfect, but pretty darn consistent about the thing, which, you know, I would say good for them. And are the fan bases and the media and us, are we hanging out? Are we accepting it? Ish. I think there's a lot of frustration out there. Like that Colts one, the T.Y. Hilton offensive pick was so obviously not offensive pass interference. It just barely touched. I don't think he touched the defender, and they let it stand. It's like, I know fans are going, well, what are we doing? Why do you have replay if not to change that? Like, that was an obvious missed call, and they're not changing it. So we're starting to voice our frustration. Fans don't quite get it. They're starting to get agitated, and the league hasn't really budged, which I would say the league still err on this side. At least be consistent. You know, at least be consistent. If you're going to reverse it, it's got to be what happened in New Orleans. Otherwise, let it stand. And so at least we know where the line is. Here's Murray's update, and we're back with just a little bit more Jimmy G love for Maz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming anywhere you go on the Sports Hub app.
I lied. I got one more question for you. I'm going to put you on the spot here.
Yes.
Jimmy Garoppolo's coming up. Who's been your best backup?
Oh, man, that's a tough question.
Here's Garoppolo looking for Kittle. Now throws for Breida. He's got it in the end zone. Touchdown! San Francisco!
Garoppolo, Jimmy G, right on time to Breida for touchdown number two.
Second and eight on the 21. They're going to motion Coleman to the side of Garoppolo in the gun to the right. Dante Pettis back in. He's okay. He's out wide left. Juszczyk goes in motion. Here's Garoppolo back.
Kittle.
Throws over the middle. George Kittle, touchdown! San Francisco! You saw that right away.
Garoppolo saw it the whole way, split those two safeties, and really threw Kittle open. The ball location was behind Kittle for a reason as he had to turn around. Easy touchdown, great read.
Jimmy G, Maz, has it gone down yet?
Oh, God, no. Please, it'll be like this all week till they lose again. 12-2. 12-2 as a starter.
Jimmy G is 12-2 as a starter.
I mean, look, you say what you want, but that's not by accident. I mean, you know, he won when he went there. We had a caller say earlier, it was a good point. They were, what, 1-10 when he went out there? They won 5 in a row. Now, they got off to a tough start last year. I think, were they 0-2 or 1-1 when he got hurt in Kansas City? And now this year, 4-0. I mean, pretty damn good.
Sorry, Murray. I've played to that cut a couple times, but I didn't play Brady's answer because it was a non-answer, but you should hear it anyway. So what, Tom?
I'm a no-good, dirty liar, Tom. One more. I'm going to put you on the hot seat. Who's been your best backup?
Go ahead.
You know, when Jimmy was with me, he was very young. You know, it was his rookie year. You know, he got a great opportunity for the Niners, you know, and he's still really trying to establish himself in his career. But everything that he's done has been very exceptional. Jacoby Brissett, look what he's done. Goes to the Chiefs last night and wins a game. Matt Cassel had an incredible career. Brian Hoyer's backing up Jacoby Brissett. There's just been a lot of great guys that I've played with that, you know, are still all my great friends. And I watch them and I cheer for them every week. And we, you know, we exchange texts and emails. And, you know, again, I think what matters most to me is relationships and the brotherhood that I have with all these guys. So you share this room. It's a very intimate room. And we're all competitors and we all want to play. You know, the guys that move on to other teams, you know, I can see things that we talked about that carry over to other teams. it's just a great feeling, and I'll be buddies with these guys for the rest of my life.
Do you think Brady
successfully avoided the question?
Sorry.
We will have more at halftime.
Yes, we will.
Thanks, Tom. Talk to you at the half.
All right, Scratchy. I look forward to it. Enjoy the first half.
That's Patriot quarterback Tom Brady. You can hear him every Monday night here in the pregame. He's sponsored exclusively by Macy's.
Don't you talk over me, Felger. I got to get my read in.
Sorry.
Make the sponsor happy.
Do you think he really cheers for Jimmy Garoppolo?
No.
He says, I cheer for all these guys. You think he cheers for Jimmy Garoppolo?
No, listen, there were some, you know, there were some digs in there. He's still trying to establish himself. You know, he's making more than me. Like
he didn't say that. No, but I watch him and I see some things that we do here like we made him.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, he's right.
And the establish himself thing is like, Jimmy can't stay on the field. Do you guys notice that? Do you notice Jimmy's not on the field? He's a wuss. I mean, that's what Brady
Tom, would
wants.
You say he's fragile? See, that's Italian, Tom.
The other one, and look, I get it, right? Because at least Brady admits it. The relationships are important to him, so he's not going to sit there and criticize any one of them. Matt Cassel had an incredible career.
Well, notice, so I found
incredible?
Found it funny he didn't mention Ryan Mallett, who was in the league for a long time, but boy, anything you hear about him, what a, is dumb as a stump.
Incredible career. 36-45, career rating of 78.5, or whatever the hell it was. That's incredible.
Well, so anyway, here's my bottom line, headline. Garoppolo, Brissett, Stidham has shown something in his small little sample. Mm. You can take Stidham off if you want, Murray, if it makes you feel better. Take Stidham off. Bill has to be the guy to pick the next quarterback. This is what my whole thing. This is number one on the Felger hit list. That Belichick, if you're the Crafts, make sure that this decision is made on Belichick's time. And maybe it is Stidham, maybe it's not, I don't know. But Bill's the one that drafts. Bill's the one that brings this next quarterback into the world. Because the last two are NFL quarterbacks that you could win with.
I wouldn't let McDaniels do it, I'll tell you that.
So this is all I'm saying, and this has been my point from the start. Garoppolo and Brissett are showing you this. And maybe Stidham. But for sure, Brissett and Garoppolo. Those are both NFL quarterbacks.
McDaniels scares the hell out of me. Tebow, Lamar Jackson.
So this is my point. Make sure Bill is here to make this call. That's it. That's number one thing on the list.
I mean, the other thing is, and I know you touched on this as it pertains to Baker Mayfield in the absence of a coach. Garoppolo's got Shanahan. Brissett's got Reich.
Huge.
That's a big one because, you know, Carson Wentz, Nick Foles, when they had Peterson and Reich there together, they both did well.
No question. And I mean, what has Matt Ryan been since Shanahan left Atlanta?
Dude, he's getting worse every year.
Garbage.
Every year he gets worse.
Worse by the game since he lost Kyle Shanahan. So again, I don't know if Kyle Shanahan is a great head coach. I don't know what he's going to do when the rubber meets the road. The bullets are flying in a big game. I actually did see it. Play calling in that Atlanta Super Bowl, and I didn't think it was so hot. So I'm not telling you he's Vince Lombardi, but Kyle Shanahan has a nice little offensive scheme, and I think it's a quarterback-friendly, creative, nice scheme. And so that's huge for Garoppolo. Frank Reich feels like he can coach. That's huge for Brissett, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Make sure your next quarterback comes into a similar kind of world with Bill Belichick as his coach.
I'm telling you, the Shanahans, it's genetic. They can coach offense. The old man could, too. They could run the ball in Denver.
Here's Stephen Yarmuth for Jimmy Murray. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Mike, first of all, just real quick. When Shanahan was in Atlanta, I think I remember you calling him a flash in the pan. Just wanted to throw that out there. Nothing with my point. But just wanted to say real quick, Garoppolo's played 14 games. And I don't understand you guys sometimes. If this was anybody else, you say, oh, he can't stay on the field. You're killing him. I mean, what are we doing? It's like awarding your kid who makes the honor roll in third grade. Ooh, he's played almost his entire season, his entire career. Ooh, like, come on. Like, can he stay on the field? Like, that's my only point with this guy. I don't understand it.
Fair point.
I like it. That was a good blank.
He's totally right. Again, you know, I was looking at it this morning. Jimmy G has never lasted more than five games in a regular season as a starter.
Mm-hmm. And so this will be game five of 2019. And where's that game going to be played?
L.A.
With Aaron Donald on that defensive line, the best defensive player in football.
And Rams have lost two in a row, and they're angry. It's a big division game for them.
Get rid of the ball, Jimmy.
Aaron Donald's going to be looking to have him a little brajol.
You know, you always got to make it ethnic, Murray.
Based on what I saw last night, I don't think Jimmy's too afraid to get rid of the ball early. He looks like he's backpedaling a lot still. Like, I still see a lot of that.
Jason in the car with the Patriots thought. Hi, Jason.
So one thing that bothers me is that we talk about Bill Belichick not being able to draft receivers. But the reality is, isn't it quite possible that he is drafting talent, but Brady won't throw them the ball, won't make them part of the circle of trust? Therefore, they spend 1, 2, 3 years with the Patriots. They move on to other teams, and they're seen as damaged goods.
Well, so a little bit.
Is it more Tom or is it more Bill?
I think it's Tom. I think it's Tom. I mentioned this yesterday. Kern keeps mentioning this, that there's a feeling out there among the coaches or the scouts that we can get this player, but Brady's not going to throw to him anyway, so what's the point? And so I think that's sort of taken hold, and now it's sort of like a circle where Brady does shut him out because, well, Brady shuts him out, or he doesn't like the weapons because they're just sort of street guys or undrafted guys or converted quarterbacks, but the reason that they don't invest heavily is because Brady's going to shut him out. So what comes first, the chicken or the egg? It's actually sort of a self-fulfilling prophecy.
So we're going to now sit here and say that Belichick's got that position right when he's drafted it in the last
decade? With Murray on this. I'm with Murray on this. And I'm not telling you that Tom's not a factor. I'm just not. I'm not saying it definitively like you are that it's Tom.
So Taylor Price, Josh Boyce, Devin Lucien. Like, they hit on Malcolm Mitchell, who had a knee issue that caught up with him. Like that. That's the only one they got right.
And the other thing is, in Buffalo, was that a Tom issue, or was that a receivers couldn't beat man coverage? Like, you know, because in that game, it didn't feel like there were a ton of guys open. I know Bedard said he went over the film, but I think the Buffalo...
It was. Josh Gordon was open on the interception that Brady threw to Micah Hyde.
Yeah.
Josh Gordon had guy beat on the left side by a full step and a half, and Brady didn't look at him.
So, I mean, you know, I still think they're short of talent at receiver.
I think they are, too.
So I think it's both. My answer is it's both.
But that's as a team, they have more than enough. They're third in the league in points scored. They're first in the league in points. Again, I know their schedule's been horrible, but again, so just to Tom's belly aching, they're third in the league in points. They're third in the league in points.
Okay, but this is a different argument.
They've scored more than Kansas City. No, but it's not a different argument.
Yes, it is, because your point is Tom's whining.
Yes.
He is. He is whining. Do they have enough talent at receiver?
To win a Super Bowl, yes.
Yeah, I'm not sure they do.
Who could be sure? I'm just telling you, I think they have enough.
Okay, Gordon worries me now. I feel like Gordon is deteriorating in front of our eyes.
They may not have enough for Tommy to be a Pro Bowler. They may not have enough for Tommy to, I don't know, what his stats or his records or whatever now. I'm beginning to wonder about this. You're third in the league in points and 5-0. And you can't be dragged to say a nice thing about your tight ends?
So then any move they make then would be purely to appease the quarterback.
I mean, it would also be filling a hole. I'm not telling you that they have a good cast. I'm just telling you the makeup of the team.
Yeah, they're good enough to win.
It's still the best in the league. Yeah. When you take it all in, the coaching, the roster, the defense, the quarterback, even with the depleted weapons, they're still the favorite to win the Super Bowl. And they, for all of his belly aching on offense, they're third in the league in points. So it's not like they're in the middle of the pack on offense. Like, this needs to get better. You know, the points are going up on the board.
Quarterback's in the middle of the pack.
But the quarterback's in the middle of the pack. Exactly.
In fact, he and Jimmy Garoppolo have the exact same.
Oh, I was going to ask you this.
Passer rating.
Isn't that interesting?
99.4, I believe it is.
Are you trying to blow me with that?
No, I'm not blowing anything. I'm just, Murray, I'm just stating facts here. Yeah. No,
and I like doing Mike Blood people.
I said they're both game managing quarterbacks right now. That's what they are.
Jimmy Garoppolo and Brady are tied for what? Like 13th?
12th and 13th.
I was just going to say that, you know, 99 used to be a good quarterback rating. Now it's garbage.
Seriously, if you're not over 100, you're not in the
you
top,
suck.
You're not in the top 10.
Right.
I'm not joking.
No, I know. So they're tied for 13th in the league in quarterback rating each with a 99.4 quarterback rating. Here, just fancy me this. What's Jacoby Brissett's quarterback rating?
He's at 94 and change, 94.9. So he's not far behind.
He's way down there.
Yeah. He's literally like right in the middle of the pack. And, you know, just to give you an idea, rating, based on rating, Kirk Cousins is ahead of Brady and Garoppolo. So is Mason Rudolph, for that matter.
So you don't need to ruin the stat for me like that.
Well, I'm just telling you, but they're still barely in the top 10. I mean, the
that was needless info. The point of this story is...
sorry to give you, factual
right,
information.
Right. Why would you
get his argument
back in the way of a take? The take is that Brady and Garoppolo have the exact same quarterback rating. That's all we need to know.
Yeah, no, that's the one that's really important to me.
That's all we need to know.
That Jimmy Garoppolo is
game manager
every bit as well as Tom Brady is right now.
Anyway, the final word is coming your way next, where I'm sure we'll get a recap of the big fella, this guy that writes for the Las Vegas newspaper, with his succinct and tight analysis plus details on how you can win free Patriots tickets. So really, do not leave your radio.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Naz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Naz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Naz on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
And the final word brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you're looking for the best deal on tires, there's only one place to go. Town Fair Tire, the best prices and great free services. Nobody beats
nobody.
Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
Nope. Patriots tickets, free ones, for Thursday's game against the New York Giants. Come your way tomorrow at 4:30. Stay tuned tomorrow at 2 so you can figure out exactly how to win. We'll have some sort of gimmick for you.
Yeah, all I know is this, that those tickets are being held in the program director's office. And I hope no one breaks in overnight and tries to steal them. I hope they're still here at 2. You'll have to be listening for that.
No, I don't get that.
Well, you'll find out tomorrow. Hopefully they're still around for us to give away tomorrow on Felger and Mass.
A little hint, a little tease. I don't get what's going on, but it's gonna happen tomorrow at 4:30, and you'll let me and everybody else know at 2 o'clock what the hell you're talking about.
That's right. Okay, let's do the recap of Greg Bedard, Boston Sports Journal, and where now?
The Las Vegas Review Journal, of all things.
Yes, he's double dipping. Here's Greg Bedard with the 10 questions recap from earlier.
Holy crap.
Okay, very good. Number 10, going backwards.
You're all right.
No woman.
Zush, you use no shoe.
Jets.
If you own the Redskins, what would be your first move to turn the franchise around?
Fire Bruce Allen.
And then?
I would probably... because, look...
Next. Was Sunday in Dallas more about the Packers being good or the Cowboys sucking?
More about the Cowboys sucking. Dak sucks. Coach sucks. New offensive coordinator Kellen Moore is a fraud. It was fool's gold. That's a 9-7 team.
they're not good.
NFL power rankings. Top three, please.
Patriots, Saints, Seahawks.
Isn't that funny?
I don't get it.
Baker Mayfield or Jimmy Garoppolo?
Jimmy G, number 10 in your roster, on your yeah, number 10 in your number 1 in your hearts.
Weekly tool bag question: who was the biggest tool bag on that 15-yard unsportsmanlike penalty call on Jason Garrett in Dallas on Sunday when he slammed the challenge flag? Was the biggest tool bag Garrett for slamming the challenge flag and chirping the official? Was the biggest tool bag the official himself for giving him a penalty for that? Or was the biggest tool bag Jerry Jones for then calling that ref darling in the post game? Who was the biggest tool bag, Greg?
Jesus. I didn't hear the Jerry Jones thing. What was the context that he called him darling?
Like, so you're asking me about my question now?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite receiver in the league right now? I asked the question just so I could say something about Michael Thomas. Just my kind of guy. Just my kind of guy. Tough, keeps balling. Michael Thomas is the guy. Greg Bedard, if Trump invited you to golf, would you?
No.
The Habitron toast and focaccia? And again, those are the gun sound effects with the transformer that is Habitron.
Oh, it's the transformer. When the appetizer transformed from cheese to robot, it's Habitron.
Here comes Jones. You thought that was bad. As I like to say, it's about to get worse. Jones, what do you got for us tonight?
Habitron. Larry Fitzgerald, not your guy anymore?
Oh, I love Larry Fitzgerald.
That's not your guy.
I take Michael Thomas over him right now. The Habitron toasted focaccia.
It was an unassuming appetizer, and then it became a Decepticon.
There was this one, too.
My takey mushroom melt.
Is that a Matt McCarthy special?
Yeah. My takey mushroom melt. My takey, your takey. We all have takeys.
I don't know. That's a tough one. Either the my takey.
The Habitron toasted focaccia
or the Habitron toasted focaccia.
My takey mushroom melt.
See, I got to go to that place. A unique menu.
Jones, what do you got?
Sorry. We're going to start with Bitchy Brady, and we'll get to a big announcement from John Henry, raising season ticket prices.
Okay, there we go. Yeah, that's happening. Enjoy it, everybody. Bruins on tonight as well. Our Canada, good luck as always. We're back at tomorrow at 2 p.m. for all sorts of goodness. We'll see you then, Anthony.
Yeah, Pablo, right?
Pablo at 4 o'clock, 2 o'clock for Felger Mass. So we'll see you then.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.